This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And the other new sponsor, well, that would be Aguila.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and a ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
I'll be putting on a seminar later on how to make a spot sound as awesome as I can. Check them out at AguilaAmmunition.com. I need to get the website of that. Check them out. I'll get you that. I'll get you those details later. Joining me now, because we had a day off. Joining me now, because we like to do the recap, is the editor-in-chief, and now I'm going to say the genius-in-chief, at The Truth About Guns. That would be Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
That might be overstating it just a little bit.
Yeah, but you did something today. I saw like there was three iterations of this where you did like a jump ball with your readers and said, hey, what do you think about the NRA and all this stuff going on? And how much participation in that did you get?
Oh, goodness. We put that post up on Friday, I think it was, asking for people to give us their impressions of the NRA and their current predicament. And what we're asking for was something a little more thoughtful than we normally get in our comments section. And we get some very impressive comments. People who really compose some magnum opuses there occasionally. But what we were looking for, we didn't want flames. We didn't want, rants. We wanted people to tell us what they really thought about the NRA, about Wayne LaPierre, about the current attacks they're under from the civilian disarmament industrial complex, all of those things, and what they should do about it. So within an hour, they started to come in, and we've gotten probably at least, 24, maybe 30 of them that are printable, that are really good, and we're running 3 or 4 of them. For the first day, we ran about 6 or 7, and we're running at least 3 a day since, and we'll continue to run them as long as we get them.
Yeah. So now was that just one article, and now you're just reprinting it to put different comments in there, so everybody gets their comment in there since you asked them what their opinion was.
Again, these aren't comments; these are separate emails that people are sending into us.
Ah, okay.
And they're composing these and sending them in as an email. So I'm not pulling these out of the comments section. These are de novo pieces that these people have written and are sending into us. And we asked for them, and they're sending them in, and we're going to continue to run them until they run their course.
So does anybody – now, I didn't read them all. I read as many as I could because, gosh, that was fun. But I mean, that was really, when I call that a jump ball, that's one where you throw it up and run out of the circle real quick so you don't get killed with that one. Did anybody come out and say, well, you know, the NRA's got our backs on this. I don't know why everybody's in such an uproar.
Nobody was that,
flippant.
I would almost call it flippant or disingenuous or obtuse. There was at least one that said, look, you know, this is a big organization. Paying somebody as much as Wayne is paid makes sense as long as you get a return on it. He's got to look good. He's got, you know, he's got to buy his suits and all that stuff. You know, there was some of that. There's one, and as you might expect, it got some attacks from in the comment section. But most of them are acknowledging that, you know, while all this is coming from sources, you know, on the outside, in the media that certainly don't have the NRA's interest at heart, that doesn't mean that what they're writing and what they're claiming and what has been leaked isn't accurate. And of course, you know, the story continued to unfold even more last week when the NRA sued Ackerman McQueen again. And then the next day, Ackerman McQueen turned out and countersued the NRA.
Oh, really? So, what did they countersue them for?
Oh, you didn't see that?
No, yeah, I did not.
Yeah, NRA sued Ackerman for $40 million for they claimed that Ackerman was engineering a coup against the NRA and leaking documents and other privileged information in order to irreparably damage the image of the NRA.
Well, that's interesting. They were going to coup the entire. There was going to be a coup d'état of the entire organization?
No, I'm sure, but that, you know, in between the lines, that was against Wayne.
Oh,
and
okay.
I don't think, you know, just from my knowledge of talking to people and things I've heard and things I've read and things I've seen, I don't think that's inaccurate. I think that when the NRA sued Ackerman, they had Oliver North raise questions about LaPierre and meet with him in advance of the annual meeting in Indianapolis and ask for his resignation. And remember that Oliver North is paid by Ackerman. He's an Ackerman employee. He was not and never has been an NRA employee. So, and Wayne was claiming that North threatened to release damaging, embarrassing information about him. And when LaPierre refused to step down and North was forced out, sure enough, those documents came out. So that was that. And then I think it was Friday, the Ackerman cracked back and filed a $50 million lawsuit against the NRA. Claiming that they are using all these claiming that William Brewer and other NRA employees lied about Ackerman to the New York Times, and that they are using claims about Ackerman's business practices to try to get out of their contract,
right?
And a lot of money that they say is still owed to Ackerman, so. Things just get curiouser and curiouser.
Yes, it does. But and I'll bring this up when we get back in a second. This does not seem like the one big happy family that, you know, I was shocked to see Ackerman McQueen at the NRA annual meeting in full swing, like, you know, sure is good to be us and be here and be amongst all of y'all. Hey, what do you mean? What are we doing here? Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, but, it kind of had to be. I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, if you're
before we go into that, let me do a little promo, and then we got to go to break.
Fair enough.
Truth About Guns, this is a website that is very prolific. 10, 15, 20 articles a day. Dan oversees all of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisBuilder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Just sent one to Idaho. I'm waiting to see that gun that's going to get built on top of it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. I want to ask you a question, if I may.
Please.
Okay, so did you see, I'm sure you did, you saw the letter from the presidents past and present. You saw that, right? All the,
I did.
The little love fest and all the stuff where they, everything's good. There's a reason Wayne LaPierre has to spend $30,000, $75,000, whatever he spends on suits. There's a reason for that. Everybody, all the stuff you're hearing is from outside agitators, which, you know, that sounds almost like a election campaign to me. We get this, and then the one thing we hear is that, you know, everything's on budget, everything is good to go, we are good to go. Now, I don't know about you, that came out, I saw that on the 22nd of May. On the 23rd of May, I got an email that was, you know, saying it was from Wayne LaPierre with a padlock on the front saying, if you do not give today, we will be shut down tomorrow. And I was just looking at that, thinking about the remarkable ill timing of this sequence of events that they have allowed themselves to be a part of in their messaging and everything else. And I'm just, you know, according to Wayne LaPierre, if I don't give anywhere from $25 to $500, and if I didn't do it last week, well, they're doomed. But just the day before, they were like, you know, everything, you know, you had the birds singing and, the, you know, the sun was coming up in the back of the meadow, and it was like a cartoon morning. It was beautiful, technicolor morning. And then the next day, Wayne gets out there and is like, listen, hang on a minute, I got to write this email while I'm straightening my tie. All right, now here we go, my $10,000 tie. I mean, did you see that particular sequence of events?
I did, and a number of people who commented, a couple, I think, who actually wrote in the pieces that we published, commented, made exactly the same observation, that that letter from current officers and past presidents painted just the rosiest picture of their, you know, saying that they're fully aware of what's going on with Wayne, that all of Wayne's travel that was revealed in the leaked documents coming out of Ackerman McQueen was for fundraising purposes. And, you know, when he flew to Bermuda and that kind of thing, you know, it was to, I guess, court or entertain big donors to the NRA. And that somebody who is on television and makes public appearances as often as he does, has to spend a lot of money on his appearance, and that the amount, I can't remember the amount he'd spent on clothing now. It was I don't want to pull a number out of my rear end on that because I can't remember, but it was, he said that whatever that dollar amount was, it was over, you know, many years. And basically, don't listen to all the doom and gloom about the NRA. Our finances are solid, and we're in good shape. Not only did people get that email the next day, a lot of people got a mailer claiming that, you know, the NRA is in an existential crisis and is undergoing unprecedented attacks, and we need money badly.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you've met people from Gun Owners of America and Second Amendment Foundation and everything. And while they all dress in business attire, nobody's going to accuse them of being clothes horses.
No, and just wear, you know, a nice suit.
And, you know, there was a time there when Larry Pratt was still in charge of Gun Owners of America. He was the first one everybody went to get him on the air, because he would actually go on the air whenever there was a rampage killing, where the NRA would get out there and say, well, our statement is we'll be putting out a statement in 10 days.
Right.
So he would be the only one on there. And, I mean, Larry had a TV studio at Gun Owners of America so he could, you know, film from there and everything. But, I mean, Larry, I've driven Larry around in my car. I'm sure you've met him before. I've been up close and, I wasn't feeling the lapels going, nice material. But, I mean, while he was dressed professionally, he wasn't wearing Hugo Boss or Armani.
No, and, you know, if Wayne wants to buy those kinds of clothes, that's fine. But what I don't understand personally is when you're paying a guy $1-point-something million a year, why can't he buy his own suits? Why does the NRA have to pay for his clothing? I think he makes enough money to buy his own suits. And if he wants to spend $3,000-$4,000 on a suit, more power to him. Go God, that's fine. As for the travel, who knows? I mean, I'm not in any position to know whether that's, you know, what that travel is for, whether it's vacation, whether he's entertaining, you know, whales, the big dollar donors. I don't know that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, Larry Pratt traveled to Panama a lot, but that's because his wife is Panamanian. And, you know, besides going to the trade shows and all the other stuff, I don't know where he went. Or even if he went to those things beyond, he never went to SHOT Show, I don't think. But, you know, we see Alan Gottlieb at SHOT Show, and we see him other places too. But, I mean, Alan doesn't, it's not like coming to America where he's got a bunch of women throwing rose petals on the floor for him to walk on.
he's out there by himself running through the halls and meeting people. Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that as a head of a gun rights organization, I mean, doesn't Wayne LaPierre have like a fire team as his security detail?
He does have personal security, and I can certainly understand that because if you, the NRA top brass is, I mean, they have had their lives threatened many times, and I'm sure that there are all kinds of crazies out there who love nothing more than to, at a minimum, toss a milkshake onto them and, at, you know, and who knows what else.
Yeah, but if he was wearing a cheaper suit, it wouldn't matter.
No, the cleaning bill might be a little bit less.
That's why he needs to go to the thrift store. Well, I mean, even Mark Walters pointed out if you go to Joseph A. Banks on a Tuesday, you can buy one suit and get two.
Yeah, exactly.
So coming up on the next break, Dan writes about this kind of stuff, and he writes about all kinds of stuff. He and his gang of writers, his team, they cover everything from the latest gun reviews to what you're carrying on a daily basis to everything happening political in various states and everything else. And they do that very prolifically because that's the one thing about the interwebs. The interwebs is starving for content, new content. We don't want to see the same thing on a page for 5 days in a row. You don't see the same thing at Truth About Guns for 5 minutes in a row. So in that aspect, he hits the mark. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the tornadoes that tore through the Buckeye State Tuesday night left behind devastating damage. DeWine toured some of the hardest areas hit, and the Red Cross is providing assistance to families in need. John Barber shares with Fox News his experience.
The house is shaking. It went on, it seems like forever, but probably 10, 15 seconds, and then it was over with.
After a second arraignment in New York for the day, former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, pleads 100% not guilty to each of the counts against him. Outside of the court, he made a short statement to reporters.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Okay, Dan, I got to play this spot, and I want your opinion on this spot, okay? You ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and a ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
Thoughts?
That's some awesome reverb there.
You like that?
Yeah.
That I could do that for The Truth About Guns if the price was right.
No, that's a good ad. Aguila's an advertiser of ours too, so good product.
There you go. So. So we've been talking about the NRA. The NRA is going to they have a lot of reverb too. Well, I'm sure we'll come back to them in the coming weeks as things begin continue to hash out. But what else caught your eye?
Well, things progress. It's the New York State Rifle the Pistol Association case in the Supreme Court. The New York Times ran a piece over the weekend saying it was titled "Fearing the Supreme Court Lost, New York Tries to Make the Gun Case Vanish," and the city is doing everything it can to make that case go away, and they're being cheered on by gun control advocates around the country because they see it as an almost sure loser just by the fact that the Supreme Court granted cert to hear the case. And for people who don't know the law in New York City, if you own a handgun,
right,
yeah, that handgun is tied to your home address, and you can take that handgun to a range within the city of New York, and
of which there's one,
or back to your home. And those are the only places you can take it. If you have a home on Long Island, if you have a home in New Jersey, if you have a home in Connecticut, if you have a home in Westchester County, New York, you cannot take the gun out of the city of New York. So that's the law. And what people are most concerned about on the anti-gun side is the prospects of the Supreme Court invoking strict scrutiny on this and other gun control laws, meaning that any jurisdiction that limits Second Amendment rights has to do so in the most limited manner possible and show an absolute public need to do it in order to justify that law. And that will probably tear down gun control laws all over the country eventually if that happens. So people have been pleading with the city of New York to change their law to make the case moot. So the city requested that the Supreme Court delay that while they maybe do something about their law. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to fall for that. Now, according to the New York Times, they're actually going to change the law. But there's something called the mootness doctrine, which means that if a case is before the court and the circumstances change, depending on the reason for that change, even if the case goes away or the underlying aspect of the case goes away, they can still hear the court, they can still hear the case. And the fact that everybody knows exactly what the city's doing here. They're trying to make that case go away, and it's painfully obvious to anybody who's watching. And that tends to upset the justices. And the thought is that Clarence Thomas and even Justice Roberts would not be terribly happy with the city of New York for trying to dodge a potentially negative verdict. So even if they make this case go away, the Supreme Court, probably still do it.
Well, I was going to say, once they get the ball rolling and everything, can you just make – so what were they going to change the law to? Was it going to be okay?
Yeah, they would somehow change the law so that if you have a pistol permit in New York City, you can take it, I suppose, anywhere – in the state, maybe across state lines. I don't know. They would somehow
smooch the freedom, yeah.
The current law, make it less restrictive. Of course, if they did that and the Supreme Court dropped it, there's no reason they couldn't change it right back.
That's what they're doing. They're accusing them of being stupid, and I hope they see that for what it is, because they don't want a Supreme Court precedent made here, right? They don't want,
correct,
because that becomes the law of the land when that happens, and that applies everywhere in the United States, right?
Correct.
Oh, no.
However, we haven't reported it yet. This post is going to come out tomorrow, but the city has another card up its sleeve as well. Mm. They have asked the state of New York to pass a bill which would, in effect, create the same limitations, so that the city can change its law, liberalize its law, relax its law in hopes of making the Supreme Court case moot. But the new state law would, in effect, keep the same restrictions in place. And anybody who doesn't like that new state law would have to sue the state and, you know,
go through the whole process again, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but if the Supreme Court saw that happen.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm on the Supreme Court and I see that happen, I'm looking at that and I'm, Cuomo and de Blasio, they think they're pretty funny, don't they? Who we know out there that would bring suit? Let's fast track this.
Well, there's all kinds of people who would line up
we get Stambolia to do that. We'd get Stephen Stambolia to go after that. He'd get into that one. So,
of course. The NRA, anyway. There'd be no shortage of people willing to challenge that. But if the Supreme Court takes that case anyway and invokes strict scrutiny, all these laws would be threatened.
Oh, no.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, say it ain't so. I hope, I sincerely hope they go take it all the way. I hope they do. What they didn't do, and we got about 45 seconds left, they did not have the foresight that everybody did over Washington, D.C., did they?
In what way?
Well, you remember when we'll talk about this when we get back. Okay, we'll talk about this when we get back. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where you can, you just heard what Dan was throwing out there. You just heard that here first. So normally they beat us to the punch, but tonight you got to hear one first here on Lock and Load. But 10 to 20 articles a day, all on the cutting edge of the industry, the right, everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, we were talking about the New York law. Now, do you remember when they were having the big face-off over may issue versus shall issue in Washington, D.C., and they had exhausted everything, and it kept coming back where they were losing. They kept trying to appeal it, and finally they came to the point where if they appealed it and lost this time, this is going to be bad for everybody out there, and I guess a bunch of states called them up, California, New Jersey, New York State, you know, definitely Maryland, all these guys called them up and said, don't you dare appeal this again. Just go shall issue and let the rest of us keep what we got. Remember that?
Exactly, because you keep going back to the Supreme Court, and you might get a ruling that is far worse than you had expected. And by that, I mean far more friendly to gun rights. And that's what people are concerned about with the New York State issue. It's kind of like the case in Chicago where they had strict gun control, and Mayor Daley was adamant about defending that in the court, and that when he would not change the city's law, and that ended up in the McDonald decision, which was another landmark decision, almost as big as Heller, which incorporated the right to keep and bear arms under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. So, I mean, it's wonderful when politicians are so sure that they're right and that
they're not.
And they're not.
So I guess we'll see what happens with New York. But, I mean, with New York, if this happens, don't they already, like, I've heard they have 34,000 or 36,000. Are they carry permits or just gun permits to just own a gun? Or are they permits to do both? Or what do they have in New York?
I think they have three different levels of permits. There's a site permit, I believe, which, again, means you can have a gun in your home. And I think it's specific as to handgun or long gun. And I believe that a long gun can be transported to another location. The law that's in question with the Supreme Court right now specifically has to do, I believe, with handguns. And those are what you cannot transport outside the city limits.
Right.
But they've got three tiers of permitting there. And, I think you're right. They have 30 or 40,000 holders of those. And I'm sure they're all disproportionately wealthy, influential people. And that kind of level
I've heard that, like, in the Diamond District, for example, which they have a Diamond District in New York City, and there are people openly carrying guns in the streets in New York that are in the diamond industry or the precious, you know, work in the Diamond District or whatever. And I'm wondering if now they now have an area of New York where they call it, what, Billionaires Row? And, you know, all kinds of people, what's his name? The publisher of New York Times. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he has a permit. Sulzberger. Yeah, he has a permit, and he's never opened his own car door before. He has a carry permit. Chuck Schumer has a carry permit, I've heard.
Donald Trump certainly had one.
Yeah. I think Stephen actually had a little bit to do with that one. I'm not sure. I've never asked him that. But Stephen was in that industry. They have a little cottage industry in New York City called the Permit Expediter, and that's what Stephen
was doing. Yeah. Fixers.
The Fixers.
And they had a recent scandal.
Over
the Fixers. Yeah. And how much those people were getting paid to do that. And, whenever you have strict gun control like that and a high demand, you create a black market for permits.
Yep. And they did.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And it's been going good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's been going good there. So what else? What else lit you up when you looked at it?
Well, we had a couple of notable defensive gun use cases recently. We had a guy walk into a convenience store in Portland, Oregon with a hatchet. And the guy behind the counter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Took a look at that and drew a gun and pointed it at him. And the guy immediately got down on his knees and begged for mercy, put the hatchet down on the counter, and then took off. And the name of the store, I think, is called Plaid Pantry or something, which is apparently a chain. Maybe it must have been maybe in the Northwest. And naturally, they fire the clerk because they have a zero tolerance policy. Yeah, but there's some great video of the guy walking in and then immediately putting his head down on the counter and begging for mercy. And as soon as the clerk turned his head for a second, maybe to call 911, he took off. And they haven't found him yet.
The other case
that we took note of was a man in also in the Northwest. In Washington State, his name's Cameron Wilson. He is a 13-time felon who had a gun in his pocket. And, of course, the way it was written in the story, the gun went off, which means he was playing with it, and he shot himself in the testicles. And he, of course, being a felon,
wasn't allowed
to have a gun.
Right.
So he told his girlfriend to ditch the gun before he went to the ER, and he went to the ER, and the doctors were in the process of sewing him up when a balloon full of marijuana appeared out of another orifice.
Right.
Right there.
Who
on the
does
table.
That with marijuana?
I'm not sure. Plus, I think marijuana is legal now in Washington State. I'm not sure. I'm losing track of all the states where it's legal. Anyway, that happened. And the thing is about showing up with a gunshot wound at an ER is that tends to arouse suspicion, and they call the police. So the police came and they searched his car, where they found meth. So that's and again, the guy's a 13-time felon, so he's a felon in possession. He's carrying, and then he has controlled substances. And they issued him a warrant. That they issued the charges and let him turn himself in. And what's maybe even more incredible is he did it. He showed up at the police station. You would think that a 13-time felon who's facing those kinds of charges would be very familiar with the intake process.
Yeah.
At a jail where they're very thorough about every part of your anatomy when you go into jail. Well, When they went through that process, guess what? Another balloon full of weed popped out right there on the floor. So this guy is not bright.
No.
Sharp as tack.
A balloon of marijuana is not, is that, how much of a buzz can you get out of that?
I don't know. It depends on how big the balloon is,
listen,
I guess.
Listen, I used to watch the Cheech and Chong movies. When I watched the Cheech and Chong movies, they made joints the size of a Zeppelin. And, you know, that does not, I cannot imagine that going into a baggie and the guy saying, I'll just do it right here. So.
But here's the thing. The guy's 27 years old. He'd been convicted of 13 felonies. What was he doing out on the street to begin with? And then when you have, when you find the guy in the hospital,
right,
with a gunshot wound, and you're a cop, how do you not clap him in irons and take him to jail right away? They allowed the guy to turn himself in.
Listen, Dan,
it's
listen.
It's just insane.
You cannot impose logic on these proceedings.
I guess.
You got to let this play out. It's in Washington State. You know, I had Gottlieb on the show last night, and we were talking about the laws in Washington State. It's like a clown show. Anyway, we're running out of time here. So that was a great one to finish it up. A balloon of marijuana. I've heard it all now. Heard it all now. Truthaboutguns.com. Go check him out. He'll be out there plying the trade tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Me, sir.
Yeah, likewise. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.